Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brother and sisters with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz@gmail.com. That's MinaShazz@gmail.com. MinaShazz@gmail.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Peace and blessings, dear family. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz@gmail.com, for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz@gmail.com.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund, LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Grand Rising fam, fall is approaching. Are you ready to fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply store, or you can visit afshea.com. That's afshea.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, dear family. Oh my. The spiritual battle we've been in since the fall of man is heating up. Judgments are being fulfilled at an alarming rate. But I will digress. For further breakdown of this matter, watch YouTube channel, Fellowship of the First Resurrection, The Red Heifer in the Third Temple. Family is getting very, very different here. You notice people's hearts are growing a lot more colder. There's a lot more chaos coming upon the earth. We're having a lot of animals coming upon the land, dying, and things like that. It's been a lot going on, family. And now we have this United States Senate election race in Georgia for 2022. And do we have some selections? I tell you what. I'm telling you, the powers that be know exactly what they're doing when they did this to us. They know exactly what they're doing. Family, we're getting ready for that. We're getting ready for the new, how can I say, some new leadership about to step in for a few years, and it ain't going to be pretty, okay? But until then, chaos has to be performed. That's why I'm telling you, please watch Fellowship of the First Resurrection, the Red Heifer, and the Third Temple. It will break down exactly where we are today and what is happening to us today. Because there's no amount of marching, flag waving, and even talking about this racial war thing we got going on, because that's broken down too within this the Red Heifer and the Third Temple. Because family, they're doing something with us. And like I said, with the United States Senate race here for Georgia, it's wild that they would put in. Let me give you our peoples. Let me give you who they have us having to choose from. We have Raphael Warnock, who's a Democrat, a preacher, and he has a theologian degree. That's very interesting for a man. And I don't know if you guys watched the debate between him or Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker is a black man as well, and he's a Republican. He's a former former football player. He's a former owner of two food supply chains, and Trump appointed him as chairman of the Council of Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition in 2018. Okay? So you have these two black men, and I'm gonna break down Raphael and Herschel, because it's not fair for them to give us these two choices. It's not fair. And they knew what they were doing. And they also gave us Chase Oliver. Now, I'm not familiar with Chase Oliver, but I think he's a liberal. You know, he's a white guy. But I'm thinking there's a little sugar in his coffee. Let's just leave it like that. Okay? So this is what these are the choices they've given us. So they gave us Raphael Warnock, who's supposed to be a theologian. He's a preacher. But yet, the whole time during that debate, he wouldn't answer a question. He would never answer a question. I would give it to Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker did do his thing on there. He did his best. He brought his theatrical stuff out. You know, he brought out his badge. You know, family, it was different. I will say it was different amongst them. It was very, very different. And I'm surprised that we had these two choices. And they say, okay, what they're doing, family, this is what they're doing. They're giving us these black men. They are men, you know. And unfortunately, they're not the men we need for our community. They're not for us, per se, the actual black community, you know. Everybody was about the government and their stuff in the state, and talked about the government. It never talked about anything dealing with the black community. Never amongst these two men. But they give us these two men. And Herschel Walker, we found out that pretty much there's a lot of things going on Herschel Walker. You know, personally, mentally, like seriously, this man is on medications for stuff, mental. And this is who we want for us to run our Senate. This is who they're giving us. And then they give us Raphael Warnock, who won't even answer a question, so he can't even be trusted. We can't even talk to him and get a clear answer. So why would we want somebody in there who we can't even talk to get a clear answer? But you know what they're figuring, the powers that be? Because there are higher powers, and there's something that's going on deeper, family. And I know you guys don't understand, because none of you are into your scripture like you're supposed to be. Because if you were in this word, you would know exactly what was taking place right there on that stage that night with Raphael and Herschel Walker. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, you would have known, you would have seen clear as day that they're playing us. They're saying, okay, it's like, this is what they did with Obama. We gave you a black person. We put a black person in the seat. We're giving you these black options. Unfortunately, this is all the black options you guys got. You know what I'm saying? And Obama, well, you know, he wasn't a full-blooded black, you know what I'm saying? He was mixed race, and it is what it is. And Raphael and Herschel, they're black men, full black men, but the point is their mental state isn't there. Their spiritual state isn't there for their people. They're there for that power and the money. That's what this is all about, the power and the money. So that was kind of, I thought that was kind of strange that Georgia, you know, not strange, but I thought it was kind of comical, to be honest with you, that they would give us these options for our Senate. That's why I haven't voted since Obama. Okay? I voted him in the first time, but I didn't vote him in the second time because I saw what was happening. The Most High put it in my heart and my eyes to see that something isn't right here. I'm voting for redundancy. And when I say that, I mean nothing has changed for the so-called African-Americans, black, you know, Israelite, whatever you want to call yourself at this point, because it's just so much going on right now. And the Great Awakening is happening, and there's a lot of chaos going on to keep that awakening from happening amongst so-called blacks or African-Americans. Or Africans, whichever way you want to call yourself. I'm not for the foundational black American thing too much, because what happens is if we do want reparations, we wouldn't get it because we consider ourselves natives. And we know what natives are. And that's another thing to watch. PCA is a good thing to watch to find out about that portion. But again, I'm gonna digress from that part because it's so deep. But family, I want you to realize that's why I haven't voted. And I want to compete in that. That's why I haven't voted since Obama in anything. Because there's no man that will buy us. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I just said? There is no man that will buy us. Most High said that there no man shall buy us. And that means what that is saying is that no man shall free us from this turmoil that he has put us amongst, okay? I don't care how many black faces we put up in these offices. It's never going to happen. That's why you need to be believing in this word. That's why a lot of us are going to fall off because we don't see it. And everybody go to church every day. What are you going to church for every Sunday? What are you going for if it's not to find out what's going on in this world? You think the Most High just had this book written just for fun? Just whimsical? A lot of you guys believe in this white man's theory of the Big Bang Theory, that we just blew up and all of a sudden things just start forming and creating and then bam, and we came from apes. You rather believe we came from apes, okay, than to believe that something more higher created us. We're being controlled, family, and we're being prepared for a greater, greater deal to come. There's something bigger coming to this on this world. There's something bigger coming, family. And we aren't ready. We are not ready. Mentally and physically. But mentally, it's going to blow a lot of people's minds. Because they weren't prepared for what is coming on this earth. They're not prepared. But again, they gave us Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. Family, they gave us these two men. Where's the hope in that? What do they speak of? They didn't speak of reparations. I know we talk of reparations, and I know a lot of people don't believe we're going to get them. But, you know, it's always good to have, you know, go for something and fight for something. Because we do need reparations. We surely do. We definitely need reparations. And all that's going to come due time, fam, due time. But we're going to have to pay. We have to pay for what our ancestors did until we repent for what they have done. Our ancestors put us in a bad place, family. Even though that happened hundreds of years ago, people are like, oh, that happened so long ago. This is a new time. No, family, y'all don't understand. We're under the judgment of the Most High right now. We're under his judgment. And we don't see it. We don't see it. We're looking for man to save us. And right now I am talking to the to our black family, African-American family, real Israel, real Jews. I'm talking to us right now. Family, we are under judgment. We have been under judgment from the beginning. The whole world is preparing for this judgment he's about to put on for all of us. Of course, a lot of us have. But I'm going to read to you guys. I'm going to go ahead and read to you again because I know I've read Deuteronomy 28 before. But I'm going to have to read it to you again because some of us still not getting what he has said in this message. He said a lot in this thing. Okay? I'm just going to read some of it. I'm not going to read a lot. But in the beginning, in our land, this is what he said. He'll be blessing us. Okay? In everything. He said he shall bless the cities that we lived in. So we were prosperous and fruitful back in the day, like way back in the day, back in time. We talked hundreds of years ago, family. We're below And another thing, too, I want to say this real fast as well. This whole skin color thing is used as a division. Because deep down, there are people darker than us that still don't like us. Okay? We have Indians, and I'm talking about India, those Indians, the Filipinos, all those type of people like that. They also hate us too, family. We're hated amongst the world. And we don't see it because we want to sit there and think of it just skin color because they have us fooled and blind as to what's really going on. They don't want you to see. They, and I speak of they are the powers that be, the ruling class that's ruling right now. These are devils and demons, family, that are ruling us. Spiritual wickedness in high places, the Most High spoke of. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, those guys are part of that family, unfortunately. And it's sad to see. It's very sad to see this happening to us. But it has to go down. And time has to tell. You know, we have Russia going at it. You know, they won't be that power that's coming back up next, and along with some other stuff. But again, like I said, please, please, please. Fellowship of the First Resurrection, the Red Heifer, and the Third Temple. I mean, that will definitely bring it all together for you so you can understand what exactly is taking place. Okay? And again, like I said, let's hear what the negatives were going to be for us. And this wasn't going to stop. Okay? Let's read it. Let's read it. I'm going to start at Deuteronomy 28, and I'm going to start at verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Are we not being overtaken by some stuff right now? Let me go ahead and read to you. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall thou basket in thy store. Meaning that, you know, cursed shall be our basket in our store. Cursed shall be our fields and stuff. That means our gardens and stuff. Well, we're going to struggle growing things, family. The Most High going to make it hard for us to grow stuff. Okay? He can make our baskets in our stores, meaning our stores, like, you know, you have businesses and stuff like that. They may not function too well. All right? It's not going to be prosperous as it once was. Because Most High said in the beginning, he said he blessed us. He said, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field, and blessed shall thou fruit in thy body, the fruit of thy body, meaning you're going to be having some good babies. Okay? You're going to have some big families. And the fruit of that ground, meaning that you're going to be growing vegetables and gardens huge and beautiful. Okay? Just like it was back in the Garden of Eden. But I'm going to digress on that. Blessed shall thou basket in thy store. Blessed shall thou be, thou comest in and blessed. You're just going to be blessed all around is what the Most High is saying. You're going to be just blessed. If you follow his rules and obey his commandments and things like that, especially the 10, because the 10 just wraps up all the stuff that he breaks down in Deuteronomy, in the Levitical stuff. It just breaks that down. That's all it does. It just combines it all. Those 10 commandments, if you follow those 10 right there, you're going to be on something. Okay? And, of course, you follow his other laws, but there's some things, in the holy days, and there are holy days that, you know, but there are a lot of them we can't do because we're not in the land, per se, that we can't do accordingly, but we can definitely do like a little practice of, we just go over it, definitely. Just be in observance of it, just to recognize that it is there, and it's coming back in full force and how it's supposed to be done properly. But I'm going to digress on that part. Let's keep it moving. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And they were back in the day, family. They were. That's why you think so much changing of history had to go down and whitewashing of history had to happen. Because they had to take away who you were. They couldn't let you know that, oh, you were the people of the book that the Most High was talking about. You can't be the people that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 10, where it says, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Think about those battles that we won in this Bible that you read, and you see that Most High just had them stomp around the building thing, and it tumbled. Come on, family. That's power. That's a power from a higher power, my higher being, okay? For those of us who claim to be so-called Christians, and which means you're just a follower of Christ, and who is Christ? Yeshua, the one out of this book. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's here. He is it, okay? But this is what we said. He told us this, but then we wouldn't listen. And then he said, these things will happen to us. Now, I read the other thing about the curse of the basket and all that. Curse shall be for the fruit of that body. Okay, that means some of us won't be able to have babies. Okay, our wombs will be held up sometimes, even though men, you know, their sperm may not be that tight. Okay, and they're strong, whatever the case may be. Okay, and pretty much, and the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with fever, and with the inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. The Most High pretty much said, I'm just going to throw all kinds of plague and stuff for you. What do you think this CV thing was? What do you think that was? What do you think all those, the syphilis, what do you think all those things were, family? What do you think all those diseases were? You think cancer is? What do you think high blood pressure is? High blood pressure is from stress, of not even knowing why you're stressed. They say black people would be the ones with the highest blood pressures. You know why? Or the most ones with the highest blood pressures? Because the Most High has consumed us with some stuff. Stress. And you don't know why. Stress. Don't know why that you're being bullied in the streets by all the nations. Why can't you get something good going? Why can't you get your business to flourish as high as you want it to? Why can't this happen? Why is the world around you, everybody seems around you, other nations and peoples around you seem to be doing so well and able to get things going just like that? But for us, it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. It's like digging a ditch, a constant ditch. And it's just never, you know, you never get finished digging, so to speak. Or it's like piling a ditch and it never gets filled. Okay? It's like that. And it says, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the days long, and there shall be no might in thine hands. Yeah. Slavery? Slavery, anybody? The book speaks of what was going to happen to us, family. We just choosing not to listen. We just choosing not to hear it. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which shall be, that's talking about another situation too, our king, because he went into slavery with us as well. And actually, this was in the future things when they had stuff going down, when we were breaking up then, years back. But let's keep going. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, and thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. Okay, so you, family, we're in a bad place right now is what I'm saying. And we're being played with, being toyed with. Most High is allowing us to be just raked all over these coals, literally. And the weak are going to fall off, and there are a lot of us. The weak is falling off. But, of course, the tables will be turned, but that's a whole other story for another day. Let's keep it going. Let's rank up Kanye West, Mr. Ye. He wants to be called. Family, this Kanye is no longer with us. He has sold himself. His spirit is gone, family. He has definitely been put in place for serious chaos amongst the black people. Because we're going all over the place right now about this man. This man was gone a long time ago, but he officially got turned all the way over. Especially after the Trump situation with him, with Trump walking, he's sitting there walking him like a little boy and stuff like that. You knew something was up then. You knew something was wrong then. And I believe the whole divorce, his divorce thing was another scheme. So look, I'm telling you, these people are wicked, family. You don't understand how their minds work. Their minds are evil continually. Evil continually. Because they want black people to be on Kanye's side. See, look how this, that white woman he married. Yeah, see, he married that white woman, yeah. And that's what a lot of us going on. Yeah, he married that white woman. That's what happened to him. See, he married that Kardashian. Yeah, that white girl, that's what happened to him. That's what they want us to do. They want us to start gossiping and talking and bashing and causing chaos amongst ourselves, because there are a lot of us that's not going to agree with that and going to, you know. Chaos. It's chaos, family, on this earth. Okay? And then, you know, he's up here, and then he's, you know, J.P. Morgan giving him the boot because he was saying some things that he shouldn't have been saying, especially when it came to the people who runs J.P. Morgan, okay? The so-called Jewish, okay, people. Because he announced that now he wants Kanye, well, not only is he seeing these Christians, now he wants to say that we're the people. He's talking like, he coming along and want to put out there that, oh, you know, we're the Jews. We're the real Jews and all this stuff. And he just starts saying all these other stuff that he should have been saying, so to speak, but he's saying now. Family, Kanye was prepared to say this stuff. Okay, he was prepared to say everything that came out of his mouth, he was prepared to say. He was prepped to say, should I say. Encouraged to say. He's been brainwashed to say. And he's been put here to do this, to bring chaos amongst the black people, African American, Israelites, whatever you want to call yourselves, whatever you want to put yourselves right now, because right now we are all over the place. And the Most High is going to bring us all together. When the time is right, it's really going to be exposed who's who, for real, for real. But those of us know who we are in the spirit, because those of us are following the Most High Scripture. We're repenting. We're returning back to Him. We're returning back to the Most High. And He's opening the eyes of those who are listening. But again, family, all these people who you've been talking about, you voting for, come out of the system. Come out of her, my people. That's what the Most High said. He said, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, family, because nothing good is going to come out of this situation. Nothing. Not for us. Babylon is falling. She's falling. And I don't want no part of it. I want the Most High to do what He's going to do. I want Him to gather us, like He said. But there's going to be a battle going down, family. A lot of us think we're going to not going to be here to see it, but some of us are going to witness this, and we're going to be here for it. We're going to be here for most of it, because there's no rapture, family. There's no rapture, so to speak. You think you're going to be gone before I start? No. We all going to be right here. We're going to witness this. The Most High wants this to be witnessed amongst the world. Everybody is going to get a dose of this. But you need to be spiritually prepared, family. You need to get with the Most High. Get with y'all. Because it's so important right now, family. Because the people they're putting out here now, they're really stirring the pot. Don't follow Kanye West. Don't listen to what he said. Yeah, the serpent, he did the same thing with Eve. He told some truths, mixed with a little bit of lies. See, he got it with the truths and saying some facts. Did the Most High say you couldn't do this, that, and the third? Yeah, but, you know, well, oh, no, but this is really what happened. This is what he, you know, so he's tricking you. He's conning you. And to bring up for Kanye to bring up the situation with Floyd, that was horrible. Why would you do that? That was dead and rested. Why would you bring that up? Oh, I know why. Because you're stirring the pot. The chaotic pot. You're stirring the chaotic pot, Kanye. You're bringing up we're the people and bringing out all these secrets that was going down in these clubs that you've been in, in the secret societies and secret things you've been up under. Okay? You bring up all that stuff, and then they kick you out of J.P. Morgan. But you prepare for that. Because trust me, they prepared you for this. You ain't lost no money. You ain't lost not one dime. Your money is going somewhere else, probably another bank. It probably not even got taken out of J.P. Morgan. It probably just said just to get everything going, to create the turmoil amongst the black people, amongst us. And for us to feel bad for Kanye so we can go for him later on down life when they try to pull some tricks with his ass maybe rolling with Trump for 2024. I don't know. I'm just saying. I have no clue. But I'm just saying. It's just anything is possible at this point, y'all. Anything is possible. But I pray you guys read your stuff. Read and just really pay attention to what is being said to you. Come out of her, family. Come out of her physically. You need to get this, your spiritual armor on now. It's time to get your spiritual armor on and start looking at what's really going on around you beyond your flesh, okay? And I know that seems weird, and I know that seems a little different. What does she keep saying about this flesh thing? Because your flesh is what's keeping you in this. That's why the Most High said, come out of her. You think he says come out of her physically, as in, you know, when you pack up and move out of, you know, America? Babylon is big. She's bigger than America. America just had her armor arm. Her armor arm. Yes, I said that. Just like that. Think about it. So, family, please do your best to not follow behind these people. Don't follow behind these people. Don't give them your spiritual powers. Don't give it to them. Don't give it to them. Give it to the Most High. The Most High is ready for you. He's begging for you to come back. That's why he got all these messengers out here. There's so many brothers and sisters out here right now that are trying to get this word out for the Most High. He's trying to prep his people, many of them as he can save. Because he hates doing this to us. I know he do. Because, I mean, can you imagine just sitting around? I mean, it's like a mother with your kids. Think about that. A mother and father with their children, and things are going down and going wrong or something. You know, the negative things happen and stuff like that. You don't want that. You don't want to have to your child do something or, you know, wrong. And, you know, you have to discipline them. No parent wants to discipline their kids. None. But they have to correct them so that they'll be right further down in life. And that's what the Most High is doing for us. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's been happening. But it's starting to culminate. It's starting to come to an end. Now the Most High is getting to the point where, okay, he's about ready to wrap everything up. And we're about to witness some stuff we never witnessed before. But until that major point comes, family, we're going to go through some hard, hard times. And we need to be mentally and spiritually prepared. I pray that you think on it, family. Pray about it. Ask the Most High for understanding and wisdom and for safety and protection. He'll give it to you. If you truly believe in him, he'll give it to you. He'll bless your house with strength and protection in these hard times. Peace and blessings, family, and I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and I'm out.